This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 7th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Stabenow crosses the hill, pinpointing source of workers HPAI, and World Bank cutting ag's greenhouse gases. Jeffries and Stabenow to huddle with House Democrats. As Republicans move forward with plans to vote on a farm bill, Democrats on the House Agriculture Committee scheduled a meeting Thursday with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York, Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. Stabenow released a detailed summary of a draft farm bill that serves as a Democratic counter to the legislation House Ag Republicans are planning to push through committee on May 23rd. A spokesman for House Ag Committee Democrats, Britton Burdick, says they remain, quote, united on the importance of passing a bipartisan farm bill that invests in the farm safety net without making draconian cuts to SNAP, the GOP take. And to think people said we were crazy for thinking the retiring senator was meddling in the affairs of the House. That was a post on X in which House Ag Majority staff responded to news of the Jeffries-Stabenow meeting. CDC, worker likely got avian flu from cow. A new analysis from researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Texas health officials points to the likelihood that the Texas dairy worker who contracted avian flu was infected by a cow. This worker's job included exposure to sick, presumably infected cows. The CDC researcher said in their analysis of genetic sequences published by the New England Journal of Medicine, if cow-to-human transition occurred, to our knowledge, this would be the first reported case of transmission of H5N1 from a mammal to a human, they said. The experts say anecdotal reports of lower milk production among herds in Texas before confirmation of H5N1 in the state suggest that the virus may have been circulating undetected for some unknown period of time, leading to additional genetic diversity on affected farms. Vigilance is needed because if the virus adapts and becomes established among cows or other mammals, the risk to public health may increase, the experts say in supplementary materials. Bargain hunting consumers stress Tyson. Meatpacking giant Tyson Foods expects sales to be, quote, relatively flat in fiscal 24 as inflation-challenged consumers look for bargains, company officials reported yesterday. Tyson, which has been struggling with some time a tight cattle market, says chicken sales fell just short of offsetting a sales decline in its beef segment, which the company projects to lose $100 to $400 million for the fiscal year that ends September 30. Uncertainties remain around consumer strength and behavior, the progression of the cattle cycle, and key commodity costs, Chief Financial Officer John Tyson told analysts. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. World Bank outlines plan to reduce ag emissions. A new report from the World Bank says global greenhouse gas emissions could be reduced significantly by actions in the agriculture sector. But much of that work is going to have to happen in developing and middle-income countries, the report says. Wealthy countries need to share low-emission practices and technologies with poorer nations, the report says. Middle-income countries, on the other hand, need to use their land more efficiently while reducing emissions from livestock and rice, improving soil health, and reducing food loss and waste, the report says. Middle-income countries include China, Turkey, Russia, Brazil, Argentina, Nigeria, Angola, India, and Pakistan. Low-income countries, meanwhile, need to stop clearing forests for cropland, the report notes. What does it cost? Annual investments in the sector need to increase by 18 times to $260 billion a year to cut ag emissions in half by 2030 and put the world on track for net zero emissions by 2050, the report says. Much of the money could come from redirecting existing subsidies, the report says. Estimates peg initial Texas wildfire damage at $123 million. More than 12,000 cattle died while wildfires blazed a 1.2 million acre path through the Texas panhandle this spring, causing an estimated $123 million in losses. That according to preliminary estimates from Texas A&M University economists. The fires killed $27 million worth of cattle while forcing ranchers to spend another $1 million in disposal costs and forced marketing losses, according to the preliminary estimates, which span from February through mid-March. Another $26 million in losses came from damaged pastures, while $68.7 million came from damage to fences, barns, corrals, and other ranch infrastructure. Several endangered heritage livestock breeds see turnaround. 15 at-risk historic livestock breeds have had their places shifted on an annual list, gauging how close they are to extinction, and most of them saw improvement for the better, according to the Livestock Conservancy. Hereford hogs and South Down sheep exited the list this year, while Spanish goats, Tamworth pigs, Rhinelander rabbits have moved from the watch category to recovering. Meishan pigs, a Chinese breed that was added to the list in 2018 after notable declines in their native country due to African swine fever regulations, have moved from critical to threatened amid growing market for their pork. Silver fox rabbits, red Devon cattle, and Mitonic goats are well on the path towards secure populations, according to a summary of changes. Now take note, more than 180 breeds of livestock are on the 2024 list. Among those are the famous Texas Longhorn cattle, which are listed under critical status. Here's today's She Said It. We should be able to support farmers in a way they feel like they have the best and brightest opportunities for their kids to take on this next generation of agriculture. That Deputy Agriculture Secretary Salchil Torres-Small speaking yesterday at the Modern Ag on the National Mall. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 7th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.